from KQED.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. Today's going to feel a lot different than it usually does for many families in Lake County still dealing with the aftermath of September's destructive Valley Fire. KQED's Suki Lewis caught up with some kids at Lake County International School in Middletown to find out what they'll be up to.
Here on the playground, a group of kids ranging from 7 to 14 years old run, hang upside down on the jungle gym, shoot hoops, and play tag. They're looking forward to a few days off school to spend time with grandparents and cousins, and of course, eat.
How are you going to celebrate Thanksgiving?
I'm a vegan, so I'm going to have tofurkey.
My mom always makes this really good potatoes. She puts like almonds on them and brown sugar.
We're going to have turkey and pie. I like to cook mashed potatoes.
Underneath the yelling and the laughter, these kids are also still grieving.
My name is Christian Wofford. I am 12. Thanksgiving is going to be a bit different.
Christian lost everything when his home burned to the ground in the September fire.
A painting that I did with my grandmother. It was outside of her house. It was like a dirt road with a few trees around and a grassy meadow next to it. Everything's just gone.
Christian says he and his family are about to move into a new home. 12 families at the school lost their homes. Now they're staying with relatives or in rentals. Even the kids whose houses made it through the fire are still in shock. 13-year-old Collie Smith was 2 hours away with her mom and her best friend when the fire started. Her dad called from the road as he tried to evacuate with Collie's two younger sisters.
There's fire all around them, and they called my mom, and they were telling them about how they might not survive, and they were saying that they're really sorry. And I was telling him I love him, and he was telling me I love you back.
Her whole family made it out safely. While it's going to take some time to completely heal, each one of the kids tells me they have something to feel grateful for today.
This Thanksgiving, I'm really thankful for the fire not burning my house down. Very thankful
for having my family.
I'm thankful that all my friends are okay. I cried because I thought our school burnt down, but I'm glad that everything's okay.
Of course, everything isn't totally okay. The wreckage of 1,200 homes still hasn't been cleared away. Rebuilding a community will take even longer. For the California Report, I'm Suki Lewis in Lake County.
It's time for a lot of us to reflect on just how thankful we are for what we have, friends, families, our health. Speaking of which, psychologists at UC San Diego are adding to a growing body of research that shows how learning and expressing gratitude can be good for our health. Shuka Kalantari gets to the heart of the matter.
Natalie Price is walking to her new job on the San Diego coastline. It's a short 5 minutes from the bus stop in La Jolla, but it's a walk she was unable to do just a couple of years ago. In March of 2013, Price was out of shape. She just lost her job, was going through a divorce, and she and her two kids had to move back into her parents' house.
I was so stressed out. Bad situation, just all the way around.
Price woke up at 2 a.m. one morning with a pain in her arm.
It turned out that I was having a heart attack.
She recovered at the UC San Diego Medical Center. Now she walks to work almost every day, and she says it's because of gratitude. After her heart attack, Price participated in a UC San Diego study looking at how gratitude affects people with heart health problems. One of the things she did was write daily journal entries about what she was grateful for.
Honestly and truthfully, some days I would sit there and look at that piece of paper and say, like, I have nothing to be grateful for. I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that, and I don't have this.
But the exercise got Price thinking more about the things that make her happy, like walking on the beach and playing music at her church.
That study forced me to think about, well, yeah, that's wrong, that's bad, but this isn't that bad.
It's like strength training for the heart.
Meredith Pung is a clinical research coordinator at UCSD and a co-author of the Gratitude Study. Her team looked at some 200 people who were at risk of heart failure. Heart failure happens when the heart isn't getting enough blood.
So the heart just needs a break, right?
Pung says people who did gratitude journaling for 8 weeks showed signs of a healthier heart afterwards.
With grateful contemplation, gratitude journaling, that allows for a little break, a physiological break for the heart, and it allows it to continue its job for as long as we need it.
Subjects who didn't do any gratitude journaling didn't show these improvements.
Still, no, I have an 11-year-old.
I visited Peng's lab at UC San Diego to see how the study works.
What are we doing?
Okay, so we are going to use this strap around your chest to collect heart rate variability.
Peng helps me put on a device called a bioharness. It's connected to a computer that monitors my heart rate. Then she has me write in a journal for 5 minutes about what I'm grateful for.
I'm grateful for my son. I'm grateful for my family.
While you're journaling, what it would end up looking like on the screen when you have improved heart rate variability is the peaks. Some would be closer together, some would be further apart, some would be close together, instead of boom, 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 all equal distances apart. And that's what we want to see in a healthy individual.
Blood analysis from the UCSD study suggests that more grateful patients were at lower risk of heart failure, with less inflammation and other improvements. These patients also reported fewer symptoms of depression, better sleep, and they felt empowered to take care of their health. Natalie Price, the woman who had the heart attack, says gratitude journaling got her out of her depression and back on her feet.
I started joining the gym. It was enjoyable. I started doing more physical activities, and I became more cognizant of my health and what I ate. I still am.
Her life hasn't become easy. Price is still in the middle of a nasty divorce, still trying to make ends meet. But now when she gets stressed out, she picks up a paper and pen and writes about the things she can be grateful for. For the California Report, I'm Shuka Kalantari in San Diego.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, November 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From the Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org.